Severe temperatures, severe storms. More than 2 million Americans are still without power of them. Many of them, as you heard, may not have power restored until the end of the week and possibly into the weekend. We can blame the weather for most of that damage, and that's certainly accurate. But the truth is, our electrical grid is an antique, old, outdated, and ultimately incapable of handling the 40 quadrillion BTUs that the nation uses every year. Back in 2009, President Obama warned about this very situation. He said the power grid was in dangerous need of an upgrade.
That's because this grid, which is made up of everything from power lines to generators to the meters in your home, still runs on century-old technology. It wastes too much energy, it costs us too much money, and it's too susceptible to outages and blackouts.
And there have been some small, minor upgrades since the president made that statement, but not really an overhaul. And that's why we're seeing the blackouts that we have seen this summer and why we probably will see more in the future. Joining us now, Masoud Amin, professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Minnesota. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. My pleasure.
First of all, let's talk about exactly, you know, this particular situation is something that we have been warned about. People have for years now been saying that there's going to be an increase in the number of blackouts. Why is that? Why can't we just have a working system that we replace parts when they break and they don't fail?
Celeste, it's the North American power grid is the most influential achievement of engineering in the 20th century. It underpins our economy, our quality of life. And the National Academy of Engineering had a blue ribbon panel led by Neil Armstrong in 2000 that looked at the greatest achievement of engineering in the 20th century. And you would have expected, or one would have expected, they would put man on the moon as the best, greatest achievement. However, they considered all achievements, and they said the supreme engineering achievement of the 20th century is the modern power grid in North America. However, this system is under increased stress and with diminished shock absorbers. Investment in the both in the transmission as well as in the human capital that goes to manage it has been diminishing in the last 30 years or so. So we are basically asking this amazing marvel of engineering to do things that without adequate shock absorbers. And we have analyzed this since the early 90s, since the late 80s, on what are the, in a sense, how much capacity do we have to meet demand. It's also vulnerable to natural disasters, to weather, to all different type of stressors that affect it. So it's a continental scale system that electrons are used in majority of cases less than a second after they're produced in disparate locations from not necessarily when it's produced. So to upgrade this system is something that we can do and we must do, and it will take a committed effort, partnership between the federal government, the local government, as well as the utilities and private sector that own it. It has 450,000 miles of high voltage transmission line. It has millions of miles of smaller, lower voltage transmission. And there are over 3,200 organizations that own it. And another 2,000 independent power producers that serve our nation.
You know, I'm wondering, Masoud, The expenditures on research and development are the lowest in energy of any sector. They spend 12% on the overall energy sector, but utilities spend only 2% on research and development. Is that part of the problem?
That is. This is the kind of system that needs long-term patient investments in research and development, in innovation, and in upgrading the system. To give you exactly as you said, the top 10 sectors of our economy in terms of how much they spend in research and development range from 6% to about 13%. The bottom, unfortunately, electricity is grouped together with gas and sanitation services, is less than 0.17%, less than 0.2%. And that's part of the problem. in terms of how much do we really want to invest in innovation and bringing. And that's part of the challenge, that it's my hat is off to people, to grid operators, to maintenance crew, to the folks who keep the system up. However, they're working on a system that has less and less ability to meet peak demand and deal with unforeseen events.
You know, I wonder, we also saw Amazon's cloud computing service. It was struck by lightning. It shut down the power. A lot of websites went black. And I wonder if possibly tying the infrastructure, the power grid, to cybersecurity might help to loosen up some funds or might increase the urgency in terms of getting the whole entire system upgraded.
Absolutely. Those are also the kind of interdependencies between different businesses, between different infrastructures, is a critical observation. When the electricity goes down, as 2 million residents right now are experiencing in our nation, everything goes down. Pumping at gas station goes down. The ability also to keep up the internet and cellular telephone goes down because we only have backup power for them for a limited period of time. And connecting, when we think about economic impact of the outages, they range from $80 billion a year to over $180 billion a year in our nation. The cost of these outages, not only quality of life, but economic impact in terms of spoilage, lost productivity, is in that range. And some years is higher, is closer to $188 billion a year. On a very relatively event-free year, it's about 80.
Yeah, obviously this is something that's affecting 2 million people right now, and we only have 30 seconds left, Masood, but is the smart grid the answer? I mean, is it? Do we know the answer and we just aren't investing in it?
Yes, we do, and we have studied this. I had the privilege of starting that area 14 years ago. It's a stronger grid with a stronger backbone and smarter grid, the overlay of sensors and communication to make these outages less frequent. Benefit of it is $49 billion in reduction in outages.
That's Masood Amin, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the University of Minnesota. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.